And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Said, I need you, you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said, I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Why you say, sit on
down.
Oh, Lord, say them. I said, I'm
down.
Will you come, Lord Jesus? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I said, if
you don't come to my
rescue, I belong. Listen, I'm your child. Oh, I'm your child,
yeah, yeah.
And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, sir. That I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said, I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Why you say, said, I'm
down.
Oh, Lord, say, I'm I said, I'm
down here, way at the river.
You come, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir, Lord. I said, if
you don't come to my head,
if you don't come,
you don't come to my head,
if you don't come,
you don't come to my head,
I don't know what I would do.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Because you don't come.
Yes.
If Jesus doesn't come,
yes,
we're going to be lost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because we owe it all to him.
Amen.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
We ought to rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Yes.
Because he could have left us in yesterday. But he decided that he'll keep us a little bit longer. Hallelujah. And we don't deserve it. Hallelujah. But he did it for us anyway. What you call a loving God. Hallelujah. A lot of times we do things because we expect something from him. Hallelujah. But God loves us because we are his. He has made everything right in its time. Hallelujah. This is the third Sunday in June. And a lot of things has happened since this month's come in. And we have come short. And we have come short of giving him his just praise. This is just about the middle of the year. And I think we ought to just give God a minute of praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. He is worthy of our praise. Praise God. So giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has made this day possible and brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. And to our presider, Mrs. Green. And to all other ministers in the house, praise God for you. All the elected officials of the house of God, we praise God for you. And everybody else is a lay person. So we praise God for you because you are part of the house as well. Hallelujah. Everybody's important. Everybody is precious. Everybody is somebody. Hallelujah. There's no such thing as a nobody. Nobody means that it doesn't exist. So then whoever talking to a nobody, that must be, they act like they must be crazy. You stand there talking to yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to just be learn how to receive what God allows to come in our path. Yeah. And he allows it to come in our path so that he can get some glory out of us. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And it's working towards our good. Yeah. What it takes for us to make it in the kingdom of God. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. Anybody that stands some good news? We are in desperate times. The world is closing up on us because we're in the last days. We see it as the scriptures have proclaimed. Those things come to pass. Now, the last days is not on our timetable. Right? The last days could be 1,000 years from here now. But our last days are upon us right now. Hallelujah. Not talking about the spiritual days, but our earthly time. It's getting shorter every minute. Hallelujah. And it prays us to be ready when he comes again. From the book of Revelation, chapter 6. In the name of Jesus, we stand here, yielded. Spiritual man, physical man, mental man. We give you all glory and honor and praise. Set the anointings be on us as we speak to you, your word, by your spirit. Send forth healing and deliverance through your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Are we there? Revelation, 6th chapter. Are we there? Okay. Thank you. Verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it was written, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him have a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Okay, we'll stop there. Say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, come see. If you're in that number, come see. If you're in that number. On last week, we were talking about Revelation, and we were asking the question, are you worthy? Are you worthy? Are you worthy of the honor that God has bestowed upon you? That he has called us and allowed us to call him our Father? Are you worthy of the honor that he has bestowed upon us because he gave up his life so that we can have life? Are you worthy of what he does for you day in and day out? What he does for you from morning to night? He never, ever stop doing good things for us. God doesn't do bad things because he's love. And everything that he does is good and very good. Now, if anything bad is happening in your life, it's the devil. Okay, he's trying to destroy you and trying to get you to quit calling on the Lord. And if anything bad is happening in your life, it's because God allowed it to happen. Okay? Because you're in his charge. You're his people. And nothing will happen to you if he doesn't allow it to happen. And then if he allows it to happen, that means it's for your good. It may not be good to you, but it's good for you. I can remember when I was in school and I may have done something wrong, I can hear the voice of my mama saying, this is going to hurt you, me, more it hurt you. And I just couldn't understand how is the whippy having less pain than the whipper. It was the whippy that was getting the pain. And whipper was, I don't know what it was getting at that time, but now I know. They were getting pain too. Because it pains us to have to discipline our children. But if we don't discipline them, then they will go astray and wind up in a worse fate than it would if you have spared not the rod. Okay? Because if you spare the rod, the word says you will spoil the child. And it doesn't mean get you a stick or a pole to beat on. Okay? The rod is a method of correction. Hallelujah. And so, John, the Revelator, was taken on the island of Patmos where the Roman government had exiled him to die. But the little did they know, they was placing him in a place that God had prepared to minister to John, that he may have a word for us to go by today. Revelation talks about the things that are yet to be, yet to come. And it was describing the things that were there. So John said he was taken out, and it was covered with the Spirit of God. And doing so, he was taken out in the Spirit. And there he saw what was yet to come. And he talked about Jesus, how he was the Lamb of God, and talks about the beasts, the four beasts, the 24 elders, and he talks about other things that's going on in the heaven. And they talked about the one that sit on the throne. Okay. And on the throne also was a book having seven seals. And writing within the book. And on the back of the book, John saw this. And somebody asked the question, who will open the book so that the things that are yet to come can be revealed unto the people, and they can be prepared when the time comes? The question said, who is worthy to answer this call? Who is worthy to open the book? And it says that the earth, the heavens will search. The earth was searched, both under the earth was such. So the heavens that's above us, all of that was such. The earth that we're in, all that was such. And beneath the earth, covering everything that exists. And nobody, not Moses, nobody, not Abraham, not Isaac or Jacob, no one was ever found worthy to open the book. And if you think that was bad, they weren't even worthy to even look on the book. Hallelujah. So you see how special it is to see how the Lord loves us. And he said he began to cry, and the angel said, don't weep. Don't cry. There's one that's been preserved and kept and prevailed to open the book. And here in the sixth chapter, he was talking about the book being opened. Where it said, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of thunder, one of four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold the white horse, and he that sat upon on it had a bow in his hand, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, he heard the second beast say, come and see. Now, I want you to know that John won't just shown this just to amaze John. It was given to him to advise you. And so you need to be taking all this at heart, because it will soon come to pass. And so he said, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon, to take peace from the earth, and that they should be killed one another. Sound like what's going on right now. Peace is leaving the earth. Wars and rumors of wars seem to be taken over. So pray us to be ready, because he's on his way back. May not be when you think it should be, but it will be at the appointed time. Nobody knows that time but God himself. Nor the angels, nor Jesus himself knows when this time will be. Only God knows. We can predict There was a time when I was growing up, people come on the radios and TV and say, the earth is coming to an end such and such day. And a lot of people started running and doing different things, trying to preserve it. But no, it didn't faze me because I heard what the word said. Nobody knows but God. And you can't tell me that it's coming to an end tomorrow. God, you don't know that. Glory be to God. So he prayed us to be ready and waiting for him. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. He that sat on him had pairs of balance in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and seed. Thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Hallelujah. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth beast saying, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death and Hell, followed him with him, and power and was given unto them over the four parts of the earth to kill and with sword and with hunger and with death and with beasts and earth. All of this is going on. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain from the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, thou that not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? They want to know how long you're going to let them get away with what's happening on earth today. How long? Glory be to God. The day should rest yet for a little season. And there for fellow servant also was, and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I heard, and I had beheld, in other words, that I saw when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of a hair, and the moon and the became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casting her untimely fits when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island and were moved out of their places, and the king of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man and had hid himself in the dens and the caves of the rocks of the mountain and said unto the mountains, rocks and rocks, fall on us and hide us from him that whose face is of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? After that, these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding forth wind of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seals of the living God. And he cried with a voice, a loud voice, to the four angels to be whom was given the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth and neither the sea, nor the trees till we have sealed the seven servants of our God in the earth. So when it comes and all these things that were named before, God's going to move and rapture his people up. That they won't have to go through this. Hallelujah. Those that are not made their robes white with the blood of the Lamb, who have not given themselves to God as his sons and daughters. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. There were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel, of the tribe of Judah, 12,000, the tribe of Reuben, 12,000, and the tribe of Gad was sealed, 12,000, the tribe of Asher, 12,000, tribe of Nephthalim, 12,000, tribe of Manasseh, 12,000, hallelujah, the tribe of Simeon, 12,000, the tribe of Levi, 12,000, the tribe of Issachar, 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun, was sealed, 12,000 of the tribe of Joseph, was sealed, 12,000 of the tribe of Benjamin, was sealed, 12,000. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man had could number. The numbers were so great, we don't have the knowledge to number them. Hallelujah. This was children, you couldn't be in that first one because that was on the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. And they are the Old Testament that saved. Now, this number that's talking about now is talking about the New Testament children. Glory be to God. So after this, I beheld, and lo, there was a great number that no man could number. They were coming up of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne. And behold, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, and cry with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sit upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about and on the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their face and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might and unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, what are these which are arrayed in white? Who are they that got these white robes on? The elder wanted to know if John knew. He asked him, who are these elders? They're all dressed up in the white robe. Who are they? Are you in that number? Will you be in that number that no man could number? And which came, where did it come from? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who are they? These are they that were lied on and criticized, ostracized and kicked aside. Who are they? Those that bear their burdens in the heat of the day. Who are they? These are the ones that said are coming through hot trials and great tribulation. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Will you be in the number? And he said, and he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more. Anybody hungering, you will be filled. Glory be to God. Neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and he shall lead them into the living fountain of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from thy eyes. Will you be in that number? Will you? Somebody said, I want to be in that number when all the saints go gathering home. Will you be in that number that no man can count? Will you be in that number who has bear the burdens in the heat of the day, who went through hot fires because you didn't understand, but God does. And he's making us worthy through him. We're not worthy on our own. We're not worthy to call him Father. But through Jesus, we've been made worthy. Hallelujah. And you can be a part of that number. All right? That no man is able to count. You know, and these computers that we got now can throw some numbers up right quick. But even the computer can't hold them. All those that has come to Christ since the coming of Jesus and his dying and was crucified and raised again, ascended to heaven. All those who come after Jesus is a part of that number that no man could count. Out of the Old Testament, on the 144,000. Hallelujah. Let's say, will you be in that number? Can you see yourself in that number? Hallelujah. Will you be a look on the number and see yourself in it? Say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm planning to be in that number. I ain't going to let you and nobody else keep me from going in. Hallelujah. Because that devil's there. And he's trying to destroy you. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He come to steal your hope by telling you God is dead. But God is not dead. He's still alive. Because he lives forever and ever. He cannot die. God bless you. Invitation extended to whosoever will. If you are without Christ and would not be able to see yourself as one of those that's going back with him, and you desire to be a part of the number that John said he saw, now's your time to come.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you.
We will now get ready to close out our worship service. Would you please stand?
Let everybody say, amen. Let everybody say, amen. Let everybody say, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we all meet again. Let's sing with the choir.
Amen. Amen.
Let the church say
amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Come on, church, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.